Every 5 minutes, someone dies while waiting for a compatible donor heart, liver, or kidney. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists strive to engineer an animal with human-compatible organs, thereby saving millions of lives. But these ancestors are not the docile herd animals they envision. Instead, the project spawns something big, something evil, something hungry. Ancestor by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler is available for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. It's Pamela J, your favorite skeptic, and I am back for another round of real. No, yes. Real or creepy. Fuck.
Hey, guys, it's Kelsey here for another episode of Real or Creepy.
That's right. We've been holding them hostage for about 2 hours at this point, feeding them full of caffeine and terror. So this is where we are, guys. But we only have two more stories to go. With that, it's another episode of Real or Creepy, the podcast episodes where we determine if stories from the internet are a real haunting or fake creepypasta. So we're going to jump into the first story. The title of this story is Tenant Ghost. I'm a landlord. I own two small houses next to mine, so I rent them to families. One of my tenants was a 50-year-old economist who has been renting for about 10 years. He lives with his son and his older mother. Last Tuesday, I got home from work around 5 p.m. I found an ambulance in front of his house, and I see them loading him in on the ambulance. And the rest of the family, even some other nephews I know, rushing to the car to follow the ambulance. I text his son. I told him I hope his father recovers soon. The next day, I got to work early but forgot some paperwork at home, so I decided to use my lunchtime to get the paperwork. As I'm approaching my driveway, I see my tenant, the one who was taken by the ambulance the day before, shirtless on the sidewalk, talking angrily to somebody over his cell phone. This was quite normal for him as he had a really bad temper and preferred to walk in front of his house while talking on the phone. All I could think was that perhaps it was not something so big, and he was back on his feet again. I got my papers and left, not giving a second thought about it. On Friday, my mom asked me if I knew anything about the tenant, since she'd heard rumors that he had passed away in the hospital. I told her that was not possible, since I saw him going strong the next day. Saturday, the son calls me, tells me his father had passed away on Wednesday, and they were vacating the house. My step-grandma, who lives a couple houses down the street, said she also saw him the very same day I did, also talking on the phone on the sidewalk. It was almost 1 p.m., plain in sight. Did we see a ghost? All right, Pamela, so I don't know if this goes into kind of the residual energy realm, if this guy had one last phone call he needed to make. What are your thoughts? Is this creepypasta? Do you think this is a real story?
Honestly, it doesn't sound like creepypasta. Creepypasta is usually way more, I'm going to give you fucking nightmares. But I think it might be real in the sense of real to them. I just always say real to them. But I think maybe he saw something, or maybe his mind just kind of filled in the blanks because he had seen him go away on a gurney. And so I bet he just didn't think that he passed. I think that maybe he thought he was sick. Something happened and like he came home and everything was normal. But I don't think he actually saw him standing there. But I do find it interesting that two people saw the same exact thing. So that's a little bit where my questioning comes into play, of where I don't really know if I can explain that, since two different people saw the exact same quote unquote, like apparition.
Yeah, that was for me when we started Real Hauntings. It was me and two other co-hosts, Kat and JJ. And our whole thing was that we were all skeptics of varying levels that wanted to believe in the paranormal. Now, over the course of, you know, like 4 years, our on the what we call the believe-o-meter, our numbers shot way up for the most part. And I would consider myself a full-on believer. And part of that, other than just my own experiences aside, is interviewing so many people that would be like, oh yeah, my mom saw, you know, this ghost at the same time. And especially in the early days, we'd be like, well, can you call your mom? Because it'd be people we're interviewing in the same room. So they would call their mom, who had no idea. It wasn't like a planned thing, you know, and it'd just be this mom that'd be like, hello? Like, like, mom, you're on a podcast. What's a podcast? Don't worry about it.
Don't ask questions, mom.
Yeah. And they would verify the stories. And for me, I got to a point where I had a really hard time maintaining a consistent skepticism with people being able to bring in more and more people to verify their story. So I always find that pretty interesting. Kelsey, what about you? Did this hit notes of creepypasta? Do you feel like this was something this person actually experienced?
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say creepypasta. It's too good to be true. If things functioned and happened like that in the spiritual world, we wouldn't have Pamelas.
Fair point.
I'm glad we have Pamelas.
Well, okay, to be fair, I know I joke. I always tell my followers on TikTok when I'm live streaming talking about ghosts, it is our greatest responsibility as people who just believe in the paranormal, no ends, buts, ifs, or ors, to have those ends, buts, ifs, or ors, and to try and debunk stuff and explain things and rationalize things. Because it's like what happened with the skinwalker thing. Oh, skinwalker. Like, you can't do that with ghosts. You have to be more responsible and more careful with it, I guess.
So is it for you is when it kind of dips into like that sixth sense on the nose story, where is that kind of where it dips into creepypasta for you?
Yeah, it's, you know, out in plain daylight. He's on the phone. It's just the setup is a little too perfect. I don't know. I mean, I believe it can happen and it probably has happened.
And not to turn it kind of on its face, is that a thing? Have you, you know, you're somebody who sees spirits or a ghost. And have you ever had something happen where you've seen something and then after the fact, I mean, this is a little different, but like after the fact, you find out like, oh, so-and-so actually passed away. And then you're like, oh shit, that was that person's spirit, not them that I saw.
No, I had one really weird experience on a live stream where a ghost just kind of blipped in. That's what I like to call it. She just blipped in and I could give them a full description of her. And when you're live streaming on TikTok, the chats are lagging. So you could say something at the exact same time as a person. Like they type something and you say something, but the chat will show up 30 seconds to 2 minutes later. So I was like, oh my God, there's a ghost in here. And at the same time, someone said, there's a ghost in here. But it showed up at the same time as I was saying it. So they said it before I said it, but I saw it at the same time as I was saying it, or after I said it. So I kept feeling like this immense chest pain. And I was like, God, I feel like this person had a stroke. And I just, a lot of times with mediums or psychics or people who see dead people, whatever you want to call it, I don't offer services, so I don't like to call myself a medium. But we see things in our mind's eye. So it's there, but it's not in the physical realm, because I like to say people who see ghosts have one foot on one side of the veil and one foot on the other side. And so I'm seeing her in my mind's eye. I'm able to describe her in detail. My chat, people in my chat who are also sensitive, there were three people who were also able to describe her in detail and describe what I was seeing and experiencing. And I just kept seeing this old woman and she's like, turn it off. That's the devil's thing. Turn it off. And I was like, the social media, like turn TikTok off. What are you talking about? And I go to the bathroom and I just hear Bobby. The name's Bobby, clear as day, not in my mind's eye, not in my head, clear as day. Bobby, my name's Bobby. And I came running back to my phone and I was like, did you guys like not hear that? And they were like, no, we heard someone named Bobby. And I was like, what is happening? This was like the one time where TikTok live streaming and like my abilities sort of lined up. So I was like, Bobby, what the heck? And so someone in my chat was like, oh, back in the day, people named Roberta, their nicknames were Bobby. So I was like, okay, I feel like this person literally just died because they're really confused. They don't know they're dead. They keep asking how they got into my living room and if I kidnapped them. So obviously something weird is going on. I feel like they died of a stroke. So I was like, I was just in, I think it was Avila or Morro Bay. I was in California. I was just in one of these towns. Maybe I picked it up there. So I looked it up. Avila deaths, Roberta. And I found her. And it was Roberta Bobby, whatever her name was. And, you know, it was perfect. A mirror image of who I was seeing and who my chat was seeing. And she had died of a stroke. So It does happen sometimes.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Also, can I just say, I don't think we're making Roberto's anymore.
No, we're not.
No.
We've got one last here, and this dips a little more into lore or cryptid, but still pretty interesting. So this one's called The Banshee. My father passed away around 2 years ago, and I had flown out to the Pacific Northwest to be at his deathbed, along with the rest of my family. So I was the last one to arrive, and we began a 2-day long vigil of sorts. He'd been out of it for days with the morphine and all, but when I got there, he became totally lucid for about 5 minutes, marking on my haircut and other totally mundane things. My family was astounded. It was the first real lucidity he'd had in weeks. Anyway, so I went upstairs to get some sleep around midnight, just lying on top of the bed with the door open, clothes still on. I was startled from a semi-sleep at 2:30 a.m. by the most horrendous scream I've ever heard in my life. I about fell down, leaping out of my bed, and ran downstairs to find nothing at all. But as bed was in the family room next to the big double doors looking out on the cascading mountain range, he was asleep and out of it. My sister was sound asleep in the chair next to him, and my brother and his wife were in the bedroom adjacent to the living room, again, also sound asleep. My mom was asleep on the couch next to his bed. Imagine the sound of a screaming woman, but like sped up. It was a 5-second long sustained scream slash screech that cut off at the end. Like somebody played a recording of a scream, but left out the beginning and the end. It was long enough that it woke me up, and I was standing when it ended. So it was not a dream by any means. My first thought was that Dad was gone and my sister was screaming. She's not like that, but it's all I could think of. He passed away peacefully 6 hours later, with all of us by his bedside. So I haven't said anything to anyone except my wife. It wasn't until months later that I was reading an article about the Banshee, and I instantly knew that's what it was. My family is Irish, and from what I've read, it can run in families. One of my cousins had a similar experience back in the 70s. So Kelsey, Banshee stories, I think, are always pretty interesting. It's certainly a cool lore. What do you think about this story? What do you think about cryptids and lores in general? Do you put a lot of stock in that kind of thing?
I personally believe in folklore. Just my whole thing, and Pamela and I have actually talked about this, where there are so many repeated stories. Almost all of the stories are pretty much repeated across cultures and countries and continents, where some of these people were so isolated from the rest of the world, yet somehow they still have the same stories. Some of these civilizations didn't even know each other existed, yet they all have vampires, werewolves, Bigfoot, Yeti, whatever you want to call it, harbingers like the Banshee, Hatman, etc. But when it comes to the Banshee, I take up a sort of niche belief, because the Banshee, as I said, is a harbinger of death, an omen per se. If you hear her scream, a loved one will die, or you will die. It's really neither here nor there. It depends on who you ask and where the story is coming from. But she is said to be a fae, or a fairy from the fairy realm. And I personally believe in the fae and fairies, and I believe in other realms and other things. And I personally had an experience with something weird. They call them elementals too. There are different terms. There's something called ley lines, where you can see into another realm, or it's a portal or something. So I personally believe that the story behind the Banshee is true, whether or not it is exactly as it's told, because it's such an old story, like thousands of years old. But yeah, I believe it.
Pamela, hearing that Kelsey believes that, do you want to scream like a Banshee, or do you put stock in that too?
Oh my God.
I literally don't understand. So hold on. The Banshee serves as an omen, as a death omen. And I've heard of the Banshee throughout different cultures. They all have some variation of a Banshee-like entity, spirit, or whichever. So I think that there's maybe something a little bit eerie about the entire thing. And it makes me really curious as to how there's so many similarities between people's stories. But I don't think that there's just this Banshee woman, like, waiting, just lying in wake, like, who's gonna die? Like, I'm waiting. Let me scream. Then, like, you know, but I also respect the fact that it's in cultures, and that's just something that they truly, truly believe. And honestly, what a horrifying omen. If I heard something like screeching, I probably would think that I'm about to die too. And I don't think it would be a peaceful death. Like, I would think I'm about to get ripped to shreds by something in the woods and I'm not going outside.
What would be worse, seeing the Grim Reaper or hearing... I guess if you hear a banshee, it doesn't necessarily mean that obviously you're going to die. If you see the Grim Reaper, yeah, you're probably adios, but... I mean, I assume you're done at that point.
Bye-bye.
Unless you're my sim in my sim world and I made you marry and get impregnate the Grim Reaper. Anyways, what?
What?
Am I going to have to put a warning before that too? Like,
it was my Sims. Oh my God. Sims 4.
There's some secrets.
I trapped the Grim Reaper in the house and then had him fall in love with someone and then he got pregnant and had
Is that the Grim baby. Reaper?
This has been a ton of fun. Thank you both for doing this. It's been really nice to see your personalities work in real time versus, you know, listening to it on the podcast itself. It's been fun to throw little grenades out there and watch you guys go at each other. No,
oh, wait,
but
can I say something quick?
Yeah, of course.
Just one last grenade before we sign off. Talking about cryptids, have you guys seen the Mothman statue in West Virginia?
Yes.
I've seen it like on the internet, but not in person.
The bodacious booty on that man.
I knew it. I knew it. You were going to say something.
Bodacious.
You're just in love with Mothman. You're in love with Mothman.
Have you seen his butt? Who wouldn't be in love with a man with a butt like that?
He's not real.
What if he's like man up top, but you know, moth?
Oh yeah. What if he's flipped?
Yeah, like, what if it's like a mermaid situation?
Like, it's not, because the statue says that it's just that he's got the head of a moth and the wings of a moth, and that he's got the body of a man. But what if we're wrong?
The body of a G.I. Joe. He's got, they gave him freaking chest hair. They gave him pecs. They gave him abs. They gave him, like, a bodybuilder physique. And then just the gluteus maximus on that cryptid. Damn.
Okay, but what if he has the head of, like, handsome Squidward? What are you going to do then? He's got the head of handsome Squidward and the body of a bug.
Well, what are you going to do then? On Hinge that looked like handsome Squidward, and I just messaged him. I was like, handsome Squidward who? This is why I'm single. The silence is loud.
Part of me, when I edit that, is really going to want to just... like keep adding in silence.
Silence is loud.
I would never do that to you.
You should. That'd be funny.
Just like some cricket noises.
A pen drop. Someone clicks their pens.
They're just like,
so funny.
Get some water.
One more time, Kelsey. Where can they find your podcast?
Well, not in West Virginia, next to Mothman's bodacious booty. That's for sure. It's streaming on all. It's streaming on all platforms, anyone that you could think of or imagine. All you have to do is Google Haunted Detective Podcast and you'll find it. We air every Monday once a week, so yeah, check us out on TikTok Haunted_detdetative or Instagram Haunted.detective or YouTube Haunted_detthrowing it to you, the Miss Pamela J.
And you can find me on TikTok at the Miss Pamela J, or on YouTube at the Miss Pamela J, or on Instagram at Miss Pammy J. I had to switch that one up because it was just too repetitive.
You should switch it back. I don't like it. It makes me anxious. It's change. It's different. Please fix it.
Suck it up.
No.
Buttercup.
Suck it up, Buttercup.
I tell my 4-year-old that. He just looks. He's squints his eyes at
no
me. Or he'll just go, okay, jelly bean, and I'm like, you're mixing up the same.
Okay, jelly bean. No, I'm also gonna use that.
He also calls me Mayor Potato, and I'm like, well, I feel insulted, but I guess at least I have some authority in this imaginary scenario where
I am mayor.
Yeah. Oh my god. So with that, that's another episode of Real or Creepy. Do-do-do-do-do.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.